This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. What's on your mind today? Let me know. We have Hunter Biden ending his silence to tell us that if his name wasn't Biden, he probably would not have been on these boards. Thank you very much. Something we've been saying all along. On this, we can agree. Yes, yes, yes. That's wonderful. So we have that and your reaction to it today. We've also done a little digging onto other members on that particular board, so we have that, too. What else do we have?
Well, the more you read on stuff, it's like Arsenio used to say, the things that make you go,
Yeah, exactly right. We also have some questions being raised about a law enforcement officer in Fort Worth, Texas. An officer has been fired there. He's been arrested
there.
He
actually resigned before he could get fired.
Okay, he resigned, but he was going to be fired.
Yep.
But now he's been arrested, but they haven't actually filed any charges on him. So they're announcing that at this hour. I notice sometimes when these happen that the media tends to make a bigger deal out of them than, for instance, law enforcement officers being targeted. You notice that?
Right.
Your stories about law enforcement officers being, assassinated, and it's a story and it goes away. You might get a short little snippet 3-4 days later, from a funeral or whatever, but I don't much like that.
I just don't ever like throwing all of law enforcement under the bus for a bad decision or a bad action by a bad officer.
Exactly.
And it happens.
I agree.
This is a perfect example of it. I don't know what this guy's deal was, but to shoot a woman through a window? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, now,
where's the de-escalation? Where's the talk?
Do we know anything about the back and forth? Was there a dialogue? Was he investigating something inside the house?
They've seen the body cam footage of it, and he says he's screaming, "Show me your hands!" And I'm wondering if she did, and she had a game controller in her hand or something, and maybe looked like a who knows? But to shoot someone through a window when that's just. That's, I don't know. That's a little much. To me, that's a big
Interesting. We also have more impeachment proceedings. I'm sure that will surprise you. Up on Capitol Hill. And they're secret. Yes, behind closed doors. And Adam Shifty Schiff and a few of his cohorts there cobbling together some committees. They don't want the Judiciary Committee there. Wouldn't want to have, Jim Jordan and Kelly Armstrong and others answering questions. So we have that going on. The American Policy Center, which is a group that has fought for American property rights and also sovereignty issues, has put out a sledgehammer action alert related to the American beef industry. And I want to share some of that with you today, obviously with our big beef industry here, and find out what you make of this. And, there was one other thing. Oh, if I can get it in, I would like to play a little bit of Bill Barr's speech on religious freedom as well. Oh, there was one other local story. I haven't delved into the details too much in this, but the state auditor, Josh Gallion, did an audit of the North Dakota Department of Commerce that he says shows the department violated state law by circumventing procurement requirements related to the B Legendary logo and their brand refresh. And so I want to dig into that a little bit and find out what he sees wrong. I always go into these audit stories a little bit cautiously because of something that Josh Gallion is want to do, and that is to even some of his fellow employees who's left the operation now talk about that particular office not exactly being one that is all about transparency and getting to the bottom of these issues, more about raising the political profile of Josh Gallion, which is not something that I take too lightly. I don't like that. I don't like that. And it's not coming from any one person, anything else. Obviously, Josh Gallion's a Republican. He's announced for re-election. Someone I supported when he ran for that office, but someone I think rightfully has gotten criticism from a lot of corners based on a real sort of, temper, sort of not exactly making decisions based on anything other than ego and temper and that combo. So anyway, I go in skeptical, I'll tell you that, but I want to dig into it and find out more. So I shall today on the program. This hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around since 1908, so do the math on that. That is 100 years. Unbelievable the amount of years that they've been at it. Incredible. Long time. H.A. Thompson & Sons, what do? High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. And they started as a Bismarck company, the little plumber, and just grown and grown across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Now over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains receive the benefit of an agreement with H.A. Thompson & Sons where they do the maintenance on important mechanical systems in your business, in your office, in your plant, whatever that might be. Over 1,000. Breaks down, they fix it. It needs replacement, they replace it. Gives you that bottom line certainty. Call them for more at 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com. Okay, where to begin here? How about Jim Jordan's take on what's going on with the impeachment proceedings? He's the guy they won't let in. Matt Gaetz, they won't let in. You know, the Judiciary Committee, our own Kelly Armstrong's on that committee as well, won't let him in to be part of this. So we've got to rely on what they're picking up in the way of intel on all this, and we have a little bit of that. Go ahead and roll it.
The $1 billion from a subsidiary bank of the Bank of China, this arrangement with Burisma, this company in the Ukraine where Hunter Biden had no experience, didn't know the language, no experience in the energy sector, and not an expert on Ukraine, gets this position. I think the American people, again, they saw this for what it is. They know it smells. They know it's wrong. And that's the fact. So I think two things stuck out. The first is it sounds like he's just upset that he got caught in this ridiculous arrangement. And then second, he said that something about when his dad becomes president. I don't think that's going to happen.
Somebody asked him his impression of the Hunter Biden speech, which they should be having hearings on. That's what they should have hearings on. Lindsey Graham said he was going to do it. Where are they? I don't know. Lindsey Graham promised that we'll get Rudy up here. We'll get others. We'll do it. Now here is Jim Jordan on what's happening today on Capitol Hill.
This is ridiculous. This unfair and partisan process. I mean, think about what they're trying to do. 13 months before an election, they're trying to impeach the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who has a bias against the president. It's now been reported that the whistleblower worked with Joe Biden.
My cousin's girlfriend's best friend told me that he did that.
Actual hearing for that. Can't make it up.
He can't make it up.
Texter says, I'm pretty excited for popcorn night. It's going to be funny with the 12 Dems attacking each other. It's a great laugh for me.
I love how they call it a debate. There's no debating any of that.
Not a debate. All right, here is that American Policy Center sledgehammer. I mean, anytime somebody calls a sledgehammer update, I think you just got to give it priority, don't you, Kev? I mean, this is too important.
Pretty big.
Sledgehammer action alert, okay? And they want you to call the White House, ask President Trump to take action to save the American beef industry. It's urgent. That's why I'm joining with independent cattle producers across the country to directly contact President Trump to take immediate action to stop the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef Cartel. Please join me in this vital effort, writes Mr. Tom DeWeese. I simply find it hard to believe that the World Wildlife Fund, a powerful and radical environmental organization, has managed to worm its way into control of the American beef industry. The WWF, World Wildlife Fund, Kevin thought it was wrestling, the WWF advocates that beef consumption is destroying the environment and they are working tirelessly around the world to stop you and me from eating beef.
Good luck with that. I have to raise my own.
The World Wildlife Fund has succeeded in taking over the American cattle industry. They've created the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. What the heck is that?
Anybody believe that, really, though? I don't know.
It comes with an endless list of rules to control how cattlemen are to operate, and those rules increase costs and make it nearly impossible for small farmers to operate.
So they want to choke them out.
They've succeeded in getting the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to endorse the Roundtable's crazy rules, and the Roundtable now controls the beef packing industry, which in turn controls the entire beef retail market. Cattlemen either bow to the WWF dictates or are cut out of the industry.
Another reason to go to Schweitzer's.
Roundtable plan comes with a strict set of principles that are right out of Agenda 21. Each of these rules designed to make it impossible for cattle producers to survive, and they're working. Thousands of independent American cattlemen have been forced out of business. But through the Roundtable, the WWF has managed to take control of the packing industry. There are only four packing companies in the nation, Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef. They control the market. So I ask you, if you are concerned, if Tom's got it right here, you let me know. What's on your mind?
Washington, D.C. needs you. Calling all patriots. Let's tour the nation's capital together. Hi, Scott Hannon from What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I have put together a once-in-a-lifetime collection of sightseeing, history coming alive, and great meals. A wonderful opportunity to get to know some fellow Americans who love this country and want to drain the swamp. We'll get VIP tours of the U.S. Capitol and the White House at Christmas time. Nothing like it. We'll see the Holocaust Museum, the new Museum of the Bible, a holiday pops concert at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, and more. We'll dine on the Odyssey DC cruise ship on the Potomac and at great restaurants like Carmine's, Medium Rare, Fogo de Chao, and the Trump Hotel. Plus transportation, hotel accommodations, and more. Packages start at $2,500. Call now, 952-898-3478, extension 228. One more time, 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or go to am1100theflag.com or email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's Dan Pilla.
If you see something, say something. Especially when it's that North Dakota spirit of going into the storm. Man, our farmers and ranchers know a little something about that this year, don't they? Woof. Unbelievable. What's next? Locusts? We got locusts in December or something? I don't know. I can't imagine what could be left to be upon us here. But anyway, Be the Storm is that spirit that the folks at Oasis Petroleum so appreciate in all North Dakotans. And soon we're involving Oasis Petroleum employees, too, in watching for this and telling us about this. We want you to know about it, too. We want you to look for it. We want you to celebrate it. If you see something that deserves recognition done by somebody that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, you call 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Henry Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, so if beef is so bad for you, why is Burger King making the incredible Whopper taste like beef?
I don't think it is bad for you. I think it's the exact opposite. I think beef is good for you. It's good, good old-fashioned protein.
You're spot on. We know what's in a Whopper. We know what's in beef. But we don't know what's in the incredible burger. I mean, we're going to find out it had this, that, and whatever in it.
Yeah, we're kind of binders.
Exactly. So if why don't they just make something that tastes like a vegetable burger, and if people like it, sell it.
How about buy the salad?
I can't believe.
Eat the salad.
It's bad enough we have to fight fake news. Now we have to fight fake meat. I can't even believe it. I can't take all these fakes.
Thanks.
You know?
Thank
Bad
you.
News. Yes, thank you, Henry. Appreciate that.
So true.
Chris is somewhere in North Dakota. What township, Chris? I can't read the writing here.
Sverdrup.
Very good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I brought it up a few times last year and then earlier this spring. Everybody complains about, you know, the meat industry and that kind of thing. So the farmers needed help back in the day, and the state started the state bank, right? North Dakota State Bank is run by the state of North Dakota. Very successful. Well, farmers also needed a mill to sell their flour and grains at, so they started the state mill. So if cattle ranchers need help, why don't we start a state packing plant? It doesn't have to make a profit. It just has to operate at a fair price, help cut down on this marketing issue, and we can label it North Dakota raised beef. And we also have the Tharaldson ethanol plant that creates great distiller's grains and other kinds of great byproducts, right? So, I mean, honestly, somebody needs to bring something up where we have a state-run meat packing plant and that it doesn't operate to benefit and profit off of anybody, but it operates at a fair market price that allows all these beef ranchers, cattlemen, to sell their beef at a fair price, and it can bust up the monopolies, bust up the issues with GPSA and all the other problems we have. It's something the state can do.
A couple questions for you, Chris. One, is it four now? Is there four main meat packers?
I'm sorry, right? One more time.
Is there four main meat packers now? Is that right?
I don't know, but I do know that the state could open up a meat packing plant that would operate at no benefit of itself other than to operate, and that would open up a huge market for cattlemen.
Yeah, what I'd love to know, and I'm sure, you know, we could dig into this and find out, and maybe we should do this on a future program, is, you know, how did we get to four? And was there eight at one time or 16 at one time? And what's the difference between 16 once we got to four price-wise? You know, because you know, I'd prefer the free market sort of sort this out, but I hear this often that there's this cabal and you know, prices are manipulated. I would assume that somebody has said, let's have an investigation of that. Let's find out if that's happening because we have ways to do that.
Didn't Theodore Roosevelt start a meatpacking plant with that French guy or something like that out west in North Dakota? The staff is still sitting out there. I mean, it's something that's been done, and it was busted up and broken up because the shippers refused to ship the beef. They let it sit and rot in Minneapolis. If we started a state plant, we could bypass this whole issue.
Yeah, that
the
whole
state
story's
benefit,
pretty,
farmers would benefit.
That whole story is pretty fascinating. I don't think Teddy Roosevelt was involved in any way in the meatpacking plant, but you know, those folks said, hey, let's do this here and then slaughter them here and then ship the meat to market. It didn't work. It failed, but they were battling some of those, you know, same forces, at least at that time. I appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks. I think that we need to understand the problem and then actually have a discussion about it. I don't think the idea is crazy you're talking about at all. If in fact we can prove out that this is, you know, this is something where North Dakota ranchers are getting the shaft as a result of these four. Have you heard of this organization I was talking about earlier, this global, what the heck's it called again, the World Wildlife Fund that set up the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef? Have you heard about that, Chris?
I have not, but I think I recall Jerry Stucka, a guy who's very wise in beef and veterinarian, he had mentioned something about it before. There are issues with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I want to know a little more about it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. John is going back to the discussion related to Mitt Romney's staffer. What was that fellow's name again? He had kind of a...
Kofor Black.
Kofor Black, yeah. He sounds like a CIA.
Oh, yeah. He's a... Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah, he's
undercover.
He was in Africa. He's been all over the world for the CIA, Bureau, whatever they call him, chief in Sudan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been around.
A texter or emailer says that recent caller pointed out a Romney staffer was also on the board with Hunter Biden. This provides some insight and maybe explains Romney's behavior and his continued slamming of President Trump. Maybe. Yeah, maybe it does. I don't know. Mitt Romney is a complete and total jerk to Donald Trump. You remember I had a little encounter with him at the weekend when all the senators were being inaugurated. I was out there covering Senator Kevin Cramer. And he was a few people ahead of Senator Cramer for the ceremonial swearing-in. And so I sauntered over to him, and he had some dust-up at the time going, retweeted something to the president, some advice or something. It was snarky. And I said to him, you know, I'm kind of curious why you wouldn't just go into the Oval Office and share your concern. And you're a senator. You can go see him anytime you want. Why is it you got to do it on Twitter? And why you folks criticize him for saying things on Twitter. Now you're criticizing him on Twitter. And he just launched on me. To the point his wife had to hold his hand, like grab his arm and like, honey, just kind of settle down here. And he proceeded to rant and rave about how his constituents deserve to know that he's challenging the president, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. Mitt Romney is for one person and one person only. Mitt Romney. Never forget it, folks. Never forget it. That's right. But Donald Trump's tough. He's tough as concrete, as a matter of fact. Have you heard about concrete strength? Woo! You aren't kidding. And, of course, safety, too. If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. That's why United Laboratories learned their inferior building products mean greater fire risk. Find out more at ndconcrete.com. Be safe.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My mother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Did you get what I was saying before the break there, Kev?
The
ND concrete, you got the idea that it's not only strong, that it's also safe?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's the people in Florida that build hurricane-proof houses out of concrete.
Yeah, well, that's the wind thing, too. I'll get to that in a second. But how about this? Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
1,000 degrees, I had no idea. Concrete safety is not just about fire hazards either, because the National Wind Institute at Texas Tech University found that concrete is also the best material to stand to wind, even winds as strong as ready, hurricanes, and tornadoes. But you knew that already, didn't you? You had that down. The new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, place the World Trade Center, the towers in New York, concrete at its core. So, materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Find out more at ndconcrete.com. ndconcrete.com. Okay, 258-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Actually, that's 800-228-0550.
Got to tell you, a buddy of mine moved to Florida about 12 years ago, and he built a hurricane-proof house, and it's all concrete. I asked him when the hurricanes come through. He says, just watch them. He's got a full generator inside the house, window barriers, never a worry.
There you go. Texter says four Packers are JBS, Tyson, Cargill, and National. Yep. There was five. I don't remember the backstory to where the fifth went. With the beef prices being where they are, the Packers are still making a record on carcass prices of $700 to $800 per vertical integration in the beef industry. Okay, I think he's saying a couple of – forgot a period here. Vertical integration in the beef industry is what they are after. Like what they have done to the chicken and pork industries. There was a time when the Packers thought $350 profit carcass prices were phenomenal in the not-so-far-gone past. Now they are twice that. Who's leaving dollars on the floor? The producers, says a texter. All right. Do you sense we're going to get in the middle of a fight here?
Yeah.
I sense we're getting in the middle of a fight. Texter, listener, we love them all. Call us at 258-0550, but you can text me at 701-367-2054. Hey, Scott, would a North Dakota packing plan be more negatively affected than the plants to the south by Canadian cattle coming in? Okay. Texter says, I'm part owner of a meat market. It's because of federal government control. Don't doubt that one bit. Don't doubt that one bit. You know, I was touring that popcorn factory in Devil's Lake. And the owner was telling me about the people he had to hire just to follow the rules. So in other words, he had to bring new people in because of new rules from the federal government. When the federal government came in to say, okay, we're going to sign off on your inspectors here locally, there was a conversation that basically said, you know, if I didn't know any better to read all these rules, I'd swear what you're trying to do is bankrupt me. They said, oh, no, that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to bankrupt you. And so here's how it works, folks, in Washington. This is the swamp. The swamp has big companies lobby for rules that are very tough to implement at the smaller level. So the big guys can do this. They don't mind it. The little guys can't. Guess what? They snuff you out. And this was an honest bureaucrat coming in to say, no, that's the game. That's what we're doing. Marquis de Moore started beef packing plant at Medora. It burned. All right, I remember it burning, but didn't it go broke before it burned? I think it did. And I do remember it was de Moore, not Teddy Roosevelt, as that person said. Texas says four packers over 85% killed. Texter says Al Gore is the number one shareholder in a fake meat company. Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Right.
Soylent Green Burger. Ugh. Would you eat something called a Soylent Green Burger?
Well, I know that Impossible Whopper. I've got a couple of buddies that I've seen on Facebook that have tried it. Tasted pretty good. Like, yeah, tastes pretty. But the after effects, the binders and the stuff that are in it, there's a bit of a backup issue, apparently, or a, you know.
Yeah, more information than we want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Grass clippings and coconut oil equals the Impossible Burger. Is that right? Grass clippings and coconut oil. Tell you, these beer people and these burger people going the way they're going, it's going to affect how I shop. Hey, Scott, would a North Dakota packing plant be more negatively affected than plants to the south by the Canadian cattle coming in? I think I read that one already. Sorry. I saw on the side of a rail car that the Incredible Burger might contain Roundup residue. Oh, please, 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 please. I say bully to a North Dakota State meat packing plant. All right, somebody likes that.
They built a huge one down by Aberdeen.
Another idea said, good idea, won't work. The big packers would star you out. It won't work.
Like I said, it's working in Aberdeen. They built a big one down south of Aberdeen. But they're
going to dig into this a
little bit. They're getting good business there.
Got to dig into this a little bit, don't we? Scott, I just read Pat Buchanan's Death of the West. Buchanan should be named a national treasure. I wonder how Pat's doing. I haven't heard from him for a while. Have not. Someday, maybe you'll seriously look into Q. You'll start seeing all these connections. The Great Awakening will start happening when people start realizing all the info and connections that are out there. I've read the book. Off-air call that came in. Well, let me take Daryl first in Tioga, and we'll go to the off-air call, and I have some more texts as well. Go ahead, Daryl. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hey, Daryl. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, there's 80% of the meat packing is controlled by the four large companies. It's Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef. They control 80%. I know I've heard that and read that.
Yeah, 85, somebody said. You're saying 80, it's up there, and we've read those groups. Here's my question, Daryl. How long has it been four? And before it was four, was it 6, 8, 12, 14, and was there a noticeable difference in price? I mean, how did we get here?
Well, I know there used to be six, because that National Beef or JBS bought out Swift and Smithfield, so there was six.
So, for instance, was there a change in what they paid after that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. That's what I'd like to know. Yeah, thank you, Daryl. Off-air call, go ahead and roll that one.
Here's a fun fact for you. Cows don't fart. We should pass that along to AOC and her company there, her squad. I don't know where they come up with that, but it's impossible. That's why they can bloat and everything else. They can't fart. Thanks.
We've had this debate on the program before.
They do gas out of that end, but cows' burps are much worse than the other end.
Yeah.
But the methane, they do pass gas, just not as much as the burp.
I want you to know
what my fact check dug up.
That the one of the highlights of my radio career was asking the question whether or not there was actually flatulence from cows, and we had about a 50-50 poll by the end of it. Okay? Half said yes, and these were folks on the farm. These are, you know, people that are often on the business end of a cow.
What I found here, it says the facts. Cows fart. That contributes to global warming, but cow burps are worse for the climate. Cows are pretty disgusting eaters with methane coming from both ends, says Chris Field at the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment. But most of it comes from burping. So that's what I found.
Right. You're going to Stanford. I'm going to actual producers.
Yeah.
And it's about half and half that say yes versus no. We'll do that on a slow day one day. We'll pick that debate up again. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I guess good guys are talking about the Impossible Burger. And one of the farm magazines, I cannot remember which one it was. The lady's name is, I think, Gail Kleck out of Iowa or someplace like that, but she was talking about the Impossible Burger. The two takeaways I had out of the whole thing was, first of all, we're not supposed to eat highly processed food, and how much highly more processed can a fake hamburger be? And the other thing, too, if you're anti-GMO, her research there, what she said, that the yeast they used to make that, I think it's H-E-N-N-E, I'm not sure what that is a genetically modified yeast to create that. So there's two strikes against it right there for those who are like to eat healthy.
Exactly, yep. Right. Exactly right, Kevin. Appreciate that. That's some good Cavalier common sense right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Rush talked about the grass burger is full of trans fats to make it taste good. Somebody else has said that actually worrying about eating beef is more detrimental than eating the beef. See?
Yeah. There's you know.
That. How long they have been testing this face? How long have they been testing this fake beef?
Now,
we know it's safe.
When you say, you know, there's four packing plants, these are obviously the companies that pack for the big retail stores, right? The big, big grocery chains that don't pack their own.
Fake meat!
Yeah, right? I always go to my local butcher anyway.
Exactly right. Get what
go
you
go to Schweitzer's, go to Lakes Processing.
Know what you're getting.
Go to Ketter's.
Know what you're getting.
Exactly.
Texter goes on to say, years from now, we're going to see ads on TV from lawyers suing fake beef companies. Exactly. I don't trust the stuff. I don't.
Fake beef!
Yeah. Texter says, so let's talk about the crappy NFL refs.
Oh, let's not. I'll lose. My head will explode.
Seems as if the NFL has a love affair with the Packers. Remember the non-catch end zone interception against the Vikings?
Uh-huh.
Last night, the Lions got screwed twice to keep the Packers in the game.
Three times.
I guess just like how the media is in there for the Democrats, the refs are there for the Packers.
No doubt about it. He's talking about the two, you know, hands-to-the-face calls that they had that weren't bad. Then there was another one where the Packers had 13 guys on the field on defense, and the play went off and no flag. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stinking Packers.
WWF is connected to the off-the-wall church that states Noah was charged to protect animals from harm. So I guess we're not supposed to eat them because we're harming them. Some people are just plain nuts.
As long as there's two of them, I think we're good.
You think so? MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors on the What's on Your Mind, and I know this. Everything we're talking about today on the world's not going to change, but the world can be a lot better if you have a good night's sleep. I wouldn't be able to survive without MyPillow. It's the absolute best. Great gifts. They're wonderful. And right now, Mike Lindell, our friend, has said, Scott, give your listeners great discounts on all the MyPillow products. We said, really? Everything? He said, everything. Radio listener special link at MyPillow.com is your ticket. Then the promo code Scott. Get a load of this. Like the body pillow, $89.99 regularly. With the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. But there's MyPillows. There's mattress toppers, there's bed sheets, and so much more. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials or call 800-506-9028.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
a trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Douglas Chevy Buick GMC is proud to join the fight against cancer. Each October, they hold the Why Pink event, and this year's goal is $5,000 for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center. They're donating $100 for every vehicle sold, and will host the second annual Spook Out Cancer event Friday, October 25th at the dealership in Valley City from 4 to 6:30 p.m. There will be games, food, and your chance to win a remote starter. Help us reach the goal of $5,000 because nobody fights cancer alone.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's happening at the University of Mary lately? Workforce Development Initiative. We're actually going to talk to Brian Opp tomorrow on the program about this. But North Dakota business leaders can struggle to find and keep talented employees. It's a constant effort. And to meet the challenge, the University of Mary has a new Workforce Development Initiative. Of course, the University of Mary has this long history of partnering with industries to help develop training and academic programs that meet employees' needs for cutting-edge skills in education. Businesses know that talented employees are a great asset, their greatest, offering educational programs to help those employees advance in their careers and increase their skills. It builds employee loyalty. That's a win-win for management and workforce. Whether your business needs skill building in project management, leadership, customer service, relationship management, or some other area, the University of Mary works to customize training specific to you. Developing, training, retraining the existing workforce, they do it all. North Dakota employers boosting their productivity, staying ahead of the competition with the help of the University of Mary's Workforce Development Initiative. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce or be listening tomorrow to this program. Do you know that Columbus enslaved, colonized, mutilated, and massacred thousands of indigenous people in the Americas. Did you know that? I didn't know that either, because it's not true. Folks, do you worry that history is going to be at some point just erased? These people, the same people that promote fake meat, and what do they call that burger?
The Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger. And
the Impossible.
It's wiping out history. I should have talked about this yesterday when it was Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus, look what they're doing to a guy who discovered, right? That's what he did. He discovered. You can mess around with the timing and say, who was here then? I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, we're going to go
for
to...
For his people at the time.
Should we go to Vikings then? Should we say the Vikings are the ones that discovered? They
the Norse were here about 500 years, they think, prior to Columbus. But again, there's Norse celebrations, and Columbus discovered it for his people then. And
I know what it is, Kev. I know what it is. It's Christianity. See, he brought Christianity to North America. See, so that makes him really bad. He's one of those religious people. Unbelievable. Creighton, Huron, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I just got two things. Del Taco has a meatless taco now, if you've heard of that taco stand. And, of course, they put a bunch of taco spices and stuff in whatever they're serving. And KFC, you know, has tested out this fake chicken burger. And they put, you know, mayonnaise and everything you can think on top. And then you got the Impossible Whopper that's got ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise and everything, which pretty much just kind of tells me you could chop cardboard up and put a bunch of slop on top and it's going to taste like something.
Put it in a bun.
Oh, my gosh.
the buns are good, but here's a bit of hypocrisy for you. Is my daughter married a great guy from Northern California, and while we were out there for the wedding 3 years ago, we toured way up north, and all you could see from eye to eye when you get up there, other than the ocean and things, of course, is just these massive cow herds, you know, it's you know, milking operations, and they're just massive. So if the you know, if the Californians think that they're going to get rid of cows, whether it's for beef or what, you know, their economy stinks as it is. But boy, I'll tell you what, you take away the California milk herds, et cetera, and they're gonna stink even more. So they're so
hypocritical
about cows, because you would not believe. I mean, I was there to see it firsthand, and just these incredible, you know, milking operations and everything. But don't tell me that those cows live forever. So
like
I wonder
the ad
what
says,
they do with them at the end.
Yeah, happy cows come from California. Not anymore.
Yeah. So hypocrisy is at best.
They're all heading to Nevada.
Thank you, Creighton. Appreciate you.
You guys
very
have
much.
A great day. Bye.
You as well.
Unbelievable.
Somebody wants to know why Washington, D.C. is abolishing Columbus Day, because there would be no Washington, D.C. without Christopher Columbus. There'd be no America. Even in the nation's capital, you have the national existence questionable, not worthy of celebrating.
Well, it's just, I think we dig too deep on this. It's, yeah, Christopher Columbus came here in 1492, and he discovered where he landed, and that was that, and that went back to the other world, but you know, eventually America would have been discovered by the Europeans, whether he did it or somebody else. Some other
he did it.
He did.
We have a reason to celebrate Columbus.
Sure.
Yes, he predated the U.S. by hundreds of years and flew under a Spanish flag, but he represented a dramatic change in world history that would lead to the creation of this country and many others.
And he was Italian, sailing under the Spanish flag.
And by the way,
kind of a tribute to Italian Americans.
He represented the embrace of immigrants.
Yeah.
Especially Italian Catholics, who at the time were, you know, I mean, there was a lot of nativist sentiments against them. They wanted to take them out. They wanted to kill them. I mean, just whitewashing history. It just drives me crazy. So thank you for the good point on Columbus Day in Washington, D.C. Oh, my gosh. You can't. The District of Columbia. The District of Columbia. Get rid of Columbus. He was a bad guy. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. Thank you. And more on the beef stuff. We're going to follow on the beef stuff, so welcome your input on that. Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. 2 seats left on the D.C. trip, by the way.
Attention, mineral owners. You have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Botno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, Montreal counties in North Dakota, and excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.